All right, now we resume our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. All of our three daily local talk shows are doing candidate interviews, and then we archive them at KVOI.com. We welcome now the former sheriff of Pima County, Chris Nanos, a Democrat who is involved in a primary to see who will be facing off against the incumbent sheriff, Mark Napier. Chris, how are you?
I'm very good, Bill. Thank you.
Tell me why you decided that you would like to be the sheriff of Pima County again.
Well, and we've had this conversation before, but I'll just briefly tell you that, you know, I've been retired since 2016 after the election, and my wife and I have enjoyed traveling. But here this past year, I started getting a number of phone calls and a number of people coming to me and talking to me from within the department, stating their concerns. And they've all said what a mistake they made in endorsing and backing Mark Napier, and that they want me to come back. And so after giving it good consideration, talking with my wife, we decided, you know, this is family. I spent 30-plus years with these people, and they mean the world to me. So we're gonna come back and try to take care of the things that Mark didn't do, and get our department its fine reputation that it's always had, and get that back.
How do you differ from your opponent, who we spent a few minutes with yesterday, Mr. Kubinski, on the Democratic ballot, Chris Nanos?
Well, you know, there's two ways. One is experience. And I mean, it's very clear. Kevin has zero management skills at all. He's never been a manager. He took the test, failed miserably, and just gave up. Never took the test again. I went through the process. I took the sergeant's test. In fact, the first time I tested, I probably was 41 out of 40 candidates. It was a tough process. And I persevered and kept testing and learning and moved up the rank. And I took my lieutenant's test and didn't come out number one in that either. And same with my captain's and chief's exam. It's a competitive process, but you gain respect, you gain knowledge, you grow. And you gain respect from those you compete with. Today, unfortunately, that competition is done away with because it's all by appointment. But Kevin just has zero of that experience or expertise. I have over 20 years of management experience, 40 years of law enforcement experience. I've worked all areas of the department. In fact, the only sheriff and deputy for 55 years in this department that has worked every assignment in that building, in this department. So, yeah, we differ a lot there, but there's one other way we differ, and it's called integrity. You know, my opponent speaks of a lot of integrity, that he has it. But the truth be known, and I heard him yesterday, he continues to lead this false narrative, trying to imply or insinuate that I had some sort of guilt involved with the RICO mess that I inherited. That is so far from the truth, and he knows that. He knows the truth behind it. Because let's not forget, he's the one who went out and recruited Mark Napier. He not only recruited him, he got his own association that he was the president of to endorse him. And now they see what they got. And they've unendorsed him. They're now backing me. The commanders are backing me. The civilians are backing me. They're not backing Kevin. You don't see a billboard up there saying, hey, we need change. We need Kevin Kubinski here. No, the billboard was real clear. And it's from the employees, all of them. They want me back. So, yeah, Kevin's lack of integrity is simply this. If I know the truth and they're slandering me or they're slandering Kevin and I know it to be false, I'm going to step out and be a man of integrity and say, hey, that case was investigated by the FBI, the U.S. Attorney, the AG, the whole world. And Nanos was found every time to be cleared of any wrongdoing and have any kind of knowledge of it. And for him to continue with that lie is really disappointing, but also it's shameful. Because he not only slanders someone who has given 40 years of his life to public service, dedicated public service, but he's also brought down a department that, you know, Bill, you've been around this county for how long?
32 years.
This agency was a great agency the whole time you've been here, and you've never heard of any scandals or anything like that, and yet because somebody had their own self-interest. They saw an opportunity when Sheriff Dubnyk left here and he stepped down. Nobody was ever going to defeat him. He was a great sheriff. He did a lot of good things for this community, and people know that and recognize that. But they saw an opportunity when he stepped down, and they took it. And they wedged their way in the cracks with a bunch of lies and tried to tie me to a problem that was going on that they knew about, and they did nothing about it.
What will be
use it for political fodder.
Chris Nanos, what will be your first act if you move on past the primary and defeat the incumbent sheriff? What would be your first act with your department?
So the first thing I would do is, very first thing, is I would walk into my financial manager's office and tell him that he works for nobody, absolutely nobody, but me. He directly reports to me, because there's where the problem lies. Ron G is a great man. He's a good man, a good human being, and an honest man. And he tried to get a memo past Chief Woolridge, and Mark Napier knows this. He tried to get a memo past the chief to me to say, hey, what you're doing here with RICO funds is wrong. And Chief Woolridge stopped that. What people need to understand is Chief Woolridge, Carl Woolridge, Kevin Kibitzki, and Mark Napier put together what they called the Midnight Coup. That was in 2016. I'd never heard of anything like this until two or three years later after I left the office. That this came to me from people like Sergeant Bill Phillips, who has more integrity on his little finger than the three of them being combined. These came from people out there in the organization who know these things. You know, Bill, today I talked to somebody and he said, man, it's so hard to get information on local candidates. How do you do that? Because, you know, I look at Chris Nanos' website, and of course it's going to be all pro Chris Nanos, or Kibitzki is going to be pro. Where do I find it? Because the media really is focused on, and I understand why, the president race, the Senate race. I mean, some big, big races. But local candidates, thank you for your show, because that's about the only way we get out there. Local candidates, hard to find good information. And I told them this. You know, there's two ways to look at that, because you're absolutely right. I would look for people out there who have no agenda, no political connections. And so I'm asking your viewers, and I'm asking you, to write this name down. The name is Dave Ashman, A-S-H-M-A-N. And on June 21, go to his Facebook post, dated June 21, and look at the stories he tells about an incident he had with Kibitzki. You look at that incident, and it was all over a blowing horn, and this man is slammed to the ground and cut up and this, that, that, all in front of his kids and his wife, his family. And this isn't some punk out there. This is a 33-year-old man who is an electrical engineer at Raytheon who gets treated this way by Kibitzki, and he says it best.
All
this
right,
man has no business being a sheriff, much less a deputy. So.
Chris Nanos,
he's not alone. There are others out there.
I'm going to have to leave it right there. Your website, okay. Please.
Oh, www.chrisnanosforsheriff, and that's F-O-R, not the number, forsheriff.com.
Chris Nanos, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Chris Nanos, the Democrat, one of the two Democrats running for sheriff,